Everyone, good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to Taylor family and all our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Thank you, everyone in the sanctuary, for coming as well. I want to remind you that you come in through this door, and when you exit through the ramp door. Okay. Our scripture today is from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 15. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, and as it is, and it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." Everyone may bow their heads and clear their minds as I pray. Lord, I thank you for bringing us all here safely. I thank you for the people who are watching from live. I ask that you bless everyone's home. I ask that you bless everyone who is here in the sanctuary. I ask that you bring peace and comfort to those who are going through things at this time. Lord, I ask that you reveal any distractions. I ask that you reveal any doubt and strengthen everyone's faith in you, Lord. I ask that you continue to work on us as your people, Lord. I ask that you continue to work on us to do better and to be better Christian people, to love each other and to hold your values very clear and true to our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The next thing that is on our order of service is we will do A Woman in History by Isabella Davis. So come up here, Isabella.
Jane Bowen. Jane Bowen's name is similar with the first in the legal arena. She's the first black woman to graduate from Yale Law School. She's the first to join the New York City Bar Association and the New York Law Department. She's the first black woman to become a judge in the United States of America. Jane Bowen took office in 1939 on the New York Domestic Relations Court, and she remained there for 40 years until her retirement. Jane Bowen worked tirelessly for rights of children and women as their legal advisors to the National Council of Negro Women. She often spoke about her experiences as a minority throughout her higher education and professional career. Jane Bowen was able to see strides of change throughout her lifetime as she made the impossible a reality for black women.
Good job, Isabella. Next, we will have a sermonic selection by Sister Barbara Williams.
Is what I do when I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. When I'm going through, I praise my way through. Amen. Praise leads me to worship. When I worship him, everything falls at my feet. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning. Come on, you guys know the song, I Need Some Help This Morning. I really, really need some help this morning. Amen, amen. Praise is what I do. You ready? Come on. Praise is what I do when I wanna be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I'm gonna praise him while I can and bless him at all times. And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all to you. Praise is what I do, even when I'm going through. I've learned to worship you. No, my circumstance doesn't even stand a chance. My praise outweighs the bad. And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all to you. Praise is what I do, even when I'm going through. I've learned to worship you. Though my circumstance doesn't even stand a chance, my praise outweighs the bad. And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I, because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So next we have our sermon given by Deacon Lillian Davis. So we can welcome her up. Everybody. Amen, Christina. Amen.
Good morning, Taylor family, Facebook and YouTube viewers. We thank you for tuning in with us this morning for our worship experience. I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord. Amen. It sure feels good to be in his house. Hallelujah. Thanking God this morning for life. Amen. Because God has been good to all of us. And we should always have a praise in our hearts. I thank God for keeping us through this first year of this pandemic. That alone is enough to give God some praise. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I will be reading from the New King James Version, a familiar passage. Proverbs 31:25-31, and from the New Testament, St. John 15:4-5. We stand in honor of God. Proverbs 31, starting at the 25th verse. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruits of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. St. John 15:4-5. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you once again for this privilege to speak to your people. Have your way, O God. Anoint your word and use this vessel for your glory. Lord, I need you now more than ever before. Holy Spirit, speak. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. May the Lord add a blessing once again to the reading of his word. You may be seated. It was mentioned last week that I have 20 minutes. I was already under pressure, but God. I don't have a traditional Palm Sunday morning message, but I do have an encouraging word from the Lord for you this morning. And because we're still celebrating women, I've prepared especially for you. Amen. A proverb is a short, concise sentence that conveys moral truth. Proverbs are a short saying that gives advice or expresses truth. They are memorable and wise sayings expressed in brief manner. To mention a few, I'm sure we've already heard or said ourselves. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, meaning don't criticize others for something you also do. The apple don't fall too far from the tree. Out of sight, out of mind, meaning how soon we forget the things that are no longer visible or present. Amen. And two of my favorite African proverbs are, however long the night, the dawn will break. And the scripture that comes to my mind is, weeping may endure for a night, but if you can just hold on, joy comes in the morning. And lastly, it takes a village to raise a child. Let the church say, amen, amen, and amen. Proverbs 31 was graciously placed in my heart after I had planned, started studying, and prepping to speak on what I thought was a good subject. Side note. When God tells you to do something specific, just do it. You'll save yourself so much time. And that's another testimony for another time. In my hesitance, woman, because I still wasn't delivered, I began to trust God. I submitted, I confessed, and I repented. And then I was able to hear what the word was speaking. And clearly see it was being revealed to me differently. This new revelation totally blew my mind. I was able to see past all the standards and see the Proverbs 31 woman who fears the Lord. Amen? Amen. Proverbs are one of the Old Testament books of wisdom and poetry. It's a collection of sayings and poems. Verses 10 to 31 were written in the form of a poem with 8 stanzas, which made it easy for memorization. It has 22 verses that correspond to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Stanzas are a group of 4 lines that form a basic unit in a poem. The Jewish husbands and children recited the virtues at the Sabbath every Friday night. Amen. And many of the principles were universal, meaning they didn't just apply to women, but they applied to the men as well. Amen. The Proverbs' timeless wisdom teaches the young and the seasoned saints. It helps us to avoid trouble, live a happy, peaceful life, honor God. Every word of the proverb revolves around the truth that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we'll revisit that shortly. I don't know about you, and I'm not discounting the book of Proverbs, but I could pass on hearing another sermon on the Proverbs woman. She was perfect. She did everything right. She always made me feel like I didn't measure up. Amen. I don't know about you, and maybe it's just me, but this P31 woman always had me feeling a little incompetent, trying to live up to the standards she possessed. What I realized is that trying to model her characteristics is not the way to heaven. None of that matters if you don't have a relationship with God. Amen? We are saved by grace through faith in God. Nothing you do or how well you do it can earn salvation. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 reminds us that God's grace alone is the means to our salvation, and our works have nothing to do with it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Lord will bless your understanding. All you have to do is ask. James 1 and 5 says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Amen. This virtuous woman is outlined beautifully. We've all been taught that she leaves her home with integrity, discipline, virtue. She's charitable, honorable, a hard worker, compassionate, kind and caring, trustworthy, a businesswoman, faithful, self-controlled, and She practices making the life of her husband and family better. Oh, and I forgot she was a seamstress. Verse 25 says, she was clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. She trusted God that everything she needed was already taken care of. This woman had it all in a bag of chips. Women, God does not expect us to be perfect. His word is never to burden us. As Christians, we are called to be who we are, with all our cracks and imperfections, knowing that God and his love for us will mend our brokenness. Amen. We are worthy of God's grace, even when we fall short, according to Romans 3 and 23. God loves you. He loves you and he cares for you. He gave his son who died for you and I. His shed blood covers us. Amen. This Proverbs 31 woman was simply working to honor God. So before we start asking ourselves, how can we become more like the P31 woman? Ask yourself, what can I learn from her? What can I learn from her? Amen. You got to begin to look at her differently in these verses. The woman in Proverbs 31 is an unrealistic expectation for any woman to live up to. I believe, and this is my personal opinion, God doesn't want us to feel guilty or feel like we're inadequate for not having gifts we've not been given. Some of us can sew, but we all can pray. When we say we're not enough, we're not fully understanding her the way God designed us. We are to be representatives of godly standards, meaning simply just being Christ-like. The thing that we've been missing or overlooking in her is number one. What gives her the drive and energy to do all that she does? Number two, how does she do it? And I'm glad you asked. Verse 30 says, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. It's not a woman with a spotless house, not the woman with the perfect behaved children, not the woman who's married or single, or the woman whose beauty is rare, and not the woman who has everything in order. This woman fears the Lord. Her heart is in awe of God, and she sees wisdom by obeying God. Amen. We're not perfect, but we can work with purpose to become men and women who honors God by seeking him in everything we do, living a humble life and trusting him. Out of all the wonderful things this virtuous woman does, what's most important is she fears the Lord. Her desire was to honor and serve her God. The spiritual gifts of help was working over centuries ago. Pastor preached on the gifts of help last Sunday. Amen. Proverbs 2 and 10 tells us the benefit of this kind of wisdom is pleasant for your soul as it enters your heart. Wisdom is both a gift from God and a process of learning. Amen. Our Bibles are a gift from God.
Amen.
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 How can you learn how to walk and live this journey if you never open your gift? Amen. Virtue comes from being in constant communication with God. Did y'all hear me? Virtue, this virtuous woman, was in constant heart. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Virtue was already in her heart. Here it is, as my pastor would say. Virtue can only come out if it's in you. I'm gonna let that sink in a little bit. Virtue can only come out if it's in you. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3 and 16 says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Amen. His Spirit dwells in us. Praise God. His Spirit dwells in us. Remember when the woman had touched Jesus and she was healed immediately? Glory be to God. Jesus' healing virtue flowed out of his body.
Amen.
The power of God is in you. We are filled with his Spirit. Amen. I'm asking you, women, to encourage and celebrate yourselves, women of God. The virtuous woman is in you. Thank God for having favor over you. We're covered. He's kept us together to take care of our families. He's even with the many losses this past year. Some of the stuff we've endured, we should have lost our minds. Amen. Amen. But God, hallelujah, he's been good to us. Hallelujah. He continues to provide for us even during these difficult times. Praise God. Women of God, we are unmovable, steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to declare victory over every area of your life. Hallelujah. And walk in it. Don't just declare it. You got to walk in it and believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. Women, with so many expectations from society and on our own to-do list, sometimes we put unnecessary pressure on ourselves. And when Wonder Woman, Supergirl don't complete the checklist, we feel like we failed. We have to learn to show ourselves some grace. I said we have to learn to show ourselves some grace. God wants our worship and just a little bit of our time, which allows him to fill us up. I'm tired of going on E all the time. I don't know about you, but I'm tired sometimes of being on E. Hallelujah. He wants us to be still and just learn to wait on him. Everything we need is in his presence. Everything. Just call on him. He'll meet you where you are. He is our healer and he is our comforter. And yes, you are strongest at your weakest. I got to get back to the word. We've been taught that if you see words that appear repeatedly, it's something to it. Amen. The fear of the Lord occurs frequently throughout the book of Proverbs. I may have counted it maybe 14 to 15 phrases, times it was mentioned. It's not the fear that you have from a human being or death or this pandemic. When you fear God, you reverence him. You're standing in awe of him. And you're willing to submit to what he says to do. Fearing the Lord is showing a connection between the fear of the Lord and wisdom. Fearing the Lord keeps us under the shadow of his wings. Amen. Notice that fearing God and taking refuge in him is parallel. What I mean is, those who keep the fear of God before their eyes will not run from him, but take refuge. Psalms 34:7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Psalms 145:19, he fulfills the desires of all who fear him. Hallelujah. These are the promises of God. Our Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him. Women of God, wait on the Lord. Don't lose hope. Stay close to him and trust his promises. When reading Proverbs 31, most of us start at the 10th verse. Am I the only one? Some Bible subheadings may read, the wife of a noble character or the virtuous wife. Beginning at verse 1, you'll find that the passage of scripture was written to a man, not a woman. It reads, the words of King Lemuel, utterance of which his mother taught him. These are words of advice that were spoken to King Lemuel by his mother. Little is known about him other than he received wise teachings from his mother, and his name means devoted to God. Can I be honest with you? I've read Proverbs 31 chapter a zillion times, but I've never read verses 1. I never started at verse 1. Never. Lord, forgive me. So you see, Proverbs 31 is a poem about a mother's wishes for her son's future wife. Its intention was to simply help her son seek a virtuous wife and appreciate a godly woman. She described characteristics of a virtuous woman with the hopes he would recognize her when he saw her. Amen? Let me remind you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God to abide with him daily. We are to rely on God as our source of strength and provision, walking in faith, knowing that God is always with us and we are never alone, even in our brokenness. The Lord said, you are free. The Lord said, you are free. No longer bound to depression, anxieties, unforgiveness, worrying, and bitterness. Praise the Lord. That was for someone. It's time for you to walk in faith. Amen. Deuteronomy 31:16 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely in him. Amen. Amen. You are free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my closing, women of God, walk in your promise, walk in your purpose, and trust God. You were created and designed to never give up. Never. There's a song that Travis Green sings, and it's a part that says, sometimes you got to trust God not to give up. Hallelujah. Plead the blood over your families. Take back what the devil thought he stole from you. Remain faithful and obedient to the word of God, and never stop praying. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. So when the storms of life challenges come, they will, because you are so deeply rooted in the power source, we can draw life from Christ, just as the branch draws life from the vine. Amen. The Proverbs woman was totally dependent on God. She was in constant fellowship, and he was able to produce his fruits in her. Women, we can't live a virtuous life of our own strength. It's impossible, but as long as we stay rooted in his word, we can call upon the Holy Spirit to help us live as women who fear the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, and we praise you for all that you have done and how you have kept us, Lord, during this time, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, help us, oh God, these women of God, to trust you and to walk. And to walk with our heads up, not down, with our heads up, trusting you to keep us, to strengthen us, that we may do your will. Hallelujah. Amen. I have one more thing that I had wanted to do. Our First Lady, in her absence, I just wanted to honor her for holding me up in the ministry. Isabella, you can give them to Pastor. Last year, just for holding me up in the ministry on last year, I had a talk with her, cause I was going through, a very hard time. And she literally, girded me up and said, we gonna walk this together. Hallelujah. She was my voice when I didn't have a voice. And Sister Jermaine, if you are watching, thank you, and thank you. Amen. And I want to thank all the women who I've had conversations with, who encourage my heart to just hang in there. You know, this too shall pass. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to have Sister Anita come up now. Sister Courtney. Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that word. Thank you, Deaconess Will. Good morning, Taylor Tabernacle, friends and family. At this time, we will gather and worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of three ways. If you would like to give by text message, please text the code TAYLOR61, no space, to the phone number 73256. Again, that's 73256, and you will receive a link with instructions. If you'd like to give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. And lastly, to give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. And for those of us that are gathered in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets to the right, where you can give your tithes offering and your offering for our speaker. Please place the envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. And as always, thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And now our announcement is by our sister Anita Butler.
Good morning, family. Lillian, such a great job. Ladies, we all have been here for one another, and I'm just so grateful to have each and every one of y'all in my life to help me when I'm struggling. Okay, the announcements for today. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of the church. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live. so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. In response to the City of Philadelphia's most recent restrictions on religious services, we are now limited to 16 people in the sanctuary and 20 people on our third floor overflow area. When you decide to join us for an in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has been in contact with anyone who has COVID virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Additionally, the church van service is suspended until further notice. Please keep this in mind so you can plan your transportation accordingly. April 1st through the 5th, 2021, Thursday through Monday, during the 12 hours of fasting, we will increase our prayer time and reading of the Bible, and we will only drink water. At 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., we will begin and end our time of fasting with a 15 to 20 minute devotion with all of us dialing into the church conference line, 775-799-9141, for prayer and scriptures. April 16th, Marriage Ministry Movie and Conversation at 7, RSVP back Sister Marcy Abrams. And her number is 215-587-7024. On April 30th, YLE family event at 7 p.m. Details will follow. Thank you. That's all announcements.
Now we will have our benediction by Deaconess Lillian.
Amen. I also wanted to thank all the women who have participated this past month. And to our anointed Friday night teachers, amen. They have truly been a blessing to us all, to me, and I hope to you as well. God is good, y'all. Hallelujah. Everyone stand. We're going to close out. I feel like it was something else I was supposed to say, but I'm going to let it go. All minds clear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for your unconditional love for us. Bless the shepherd of this house and his family. Protect and keep them safe from harm's way. Watch over us and cover us all with your precious blood. Until we meet again, now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a blessed day and have a blessed week. Amen.